Welcome to the Daily Success Media Network, featuring interviews with today's leading success mentors, motivators, leaders, innovators, and trendsetters who make a daily difference. Today's show is Spiritual Destinations. Now, here is your host.
Hello, everybody. This is Catherine M. Laub, your turquoise angel guide from the Celestial Spoon, which feeds your soul. I welcome you to today's episode of Spiritual Destinations, and thank you for taking the time from your busy day to spend with us and learn about my guest. I am an author and speaker, psychic, medium, spiritual coach, along with being a wife, mother, grandmother, and a great-grandmother. We ask our spirit guides, loved ones, and angels to be present during our time together and to guide us through a wonderful conversation and help us share our visions with the world. I am thrilled today to be interviewing Michelle Evans from Rock Solid Love. Michelle is an international speaker, collaborative author, energy healer and teacher, spiritual mentor, and transformation expert. Energy healers and change makers hire her to strengthen their spiritual gifts and release their deep inner limiting beliefs, holding them back from fully embracing their ability to change the world. The loving, gentle, and supportive environment instills confidence on all levels. She does this because she felt different and unloved growing up, and she wishes the world would understand the power of love and uniqueness. I'm really excited to introduce it to Michelle and look forward to learning more on how she helps others gain confidence. Hi, Michelle. I'm so glad you're here because I want to help you attract people that are tired of beating themselves up with negative self-talk. How are you today?
I'm great, Catherine. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk with you.
Me too, and this is the second time we're talking, and I know that you have much more to share this time than when we spoke the last time.
That's the exciting thing about getting to do it again. So many things change over the course of almost a year.
Mm-hmm. So what is happening in your life now that's interesting and different?
Oh, this year has been full of so many wonderful things. I was speaking in San Diego, California last month, so that was a really exciting experience. And right now I'm in the midst of putting together a group program so that I can help more people at a time.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. We'll have to touch a little more on that.
But yeah, lots of exciting things.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And as you were starting to talk, I pulled a card from the Archangel Raphael card deck, and it's Divine Intervention. Dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for being with us and for helping with the situation that comes to mind for Michelle. And she has faith in divine intervention and fully accepts your guidance now. So besides these wonderful things going on, I feel like you got off track for a while and you weren't as focused as you needed to be. But God sent the right angel down to you. Besides Archangel Raphael, I think one of your own spirit guides to help put you back on track. So what you just said about the group program and making these changes is, I think, a total turnaround. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes.
Did you actually pray for this divine intervention, or it just fell in place?
I consistently pray to be of service and to know which direction to take things. So I regularly ask for intervention, and sometimes it is a lot more obvious and breathtaking than others.
Okay. So you recognized it and you took advantage.
Yes.
I got a little bit of noise on my phone. I'm sorry. We have call waiting and someone's trying to call through.
But no problem.
We will work through it and just start our conversation. So let's elaborate on a couple of the different things that I asked you to give me of what you do. You do a spiritual connection, receiving, mindset, and confidence. Can you explain how each of them are used when you're working with somebody to help them advance?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people that I work with question their spiritual connection or feel like they had it once upon a time and now it's lacking. So we work a lot around strengthening that connection and turning the volume back up, because everybody is born with a spiritual connection. We like to use the word gift, but everybody has it. And what happens is something occurs in our life that makes accessing that gift feel unsafe. So we end up turning the volume down to the point where either we don't hear it at all, or it's really faint once in a while. So when we can go back and turn the volume up, then that stress and overwhelm of typical life tends to fall away because we can hear our guidance that much better.
And that's a great explanation, turning the volume up, which is interesting because I'm taking medium classes. And just last night, the teacher was explaining to us that we're on one level here, and then when we get to the spiritual level, we're even a little bit higher, but we can go a whole lot higher with our spirituality depending how we open it up. So I love, like you said, turn the volume up.
Mm. It is an amazing thing to be able to do, and a privilege to be able to watch others do.
Yes. And yeah. What about the receiving part?
Receiving tends to be huge because we're taught our whole life, we're programmed to be giving to other people. And while that is immensely gratifying, I spent a lot of years as a self-proclaimed martyr. It's immensely gratifying, but unless we can open up to all the pillars of receiving, we end up being stuck. So I spend a lot of time with my clients looking at that ability. How well can you receive a compliment? How well can you receive value in just being you and not having to do anything? Because when we're talking about spiritual connection as well, it ties in because it is our ability to be and our ability to recognize that being is special. We also look at the business side of things and the ability to receive money, the ability to receive that spiritual communication. So we cover all the pillars of receiving.
And I think that that's one of the problems that I'm having, that I have some sort of a block on receiving money.
And
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that's very, very common with healers. And one of the reasons is this isn't the first lifetime that you have lived as a healer. But it is the first lifetime in which we've had to ask for something in return. In all of our previous lives, healers and oracles and prophets were revered, so the village took care of them.
Ah.
There wasn't the need to ask.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that part, because now I understand it a little bit better.
Yeah, and this society has made money almost like a tangible substance, when really it's just a representation of energy. And when we can work around that mindset and that energetic shift, then things also become a lot easier, because you're not actually taking from anybody else. It is simply an exchange.
Right, yes. And I've always looked at it as, oh, somebody can't afford to pay me for what I do. You know, if I can't afford to, how can them? But I don't leave it open that, yes, other people can afford to do this.
And yeah, another...
It brings us into your mindset, because my mindset is, I don't feel worthy of receiving this money.
Yes. Mindset is huge. And what I would say to you in that circumstance is, you cannot get poor enough to make somebody else wealthy.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah. We do a lot of mindset work, because it is about rewriting old stories, right? I love Brené Brown's quote that, until you own your story owns you. So not only do we own the story, we rewrite the story.
Ah. And I see a little of it changing with me as I write my own story, but I know there's still much more that needs to be changed.
Yeah. So perspective shifts can be paramount and change everything on a dime.
Right. And the confidence is where I'm lacking also. How do you get somebody to gain confidence?
Pardon me. The really beautiful part is, when we conquer the spiritual connection, we turn the volume up, we open up the ability to receive and rewrite those stories, the confidence is a natural byproduct.
Huh.
It is a natural evolution, because what we focus on is, so often people tie their confidence to what they do instead of who they are. And so the whole process I take people through instills that confidence in who you are.
Okay.
What you do is a bonus. So then, because you're confident in who you are, it's unshakable. It's not tied to a job that you could lose. It's not tied to whether or not you get the next client. It's not tied to anything, but the ability to be you.
Hmm. So what would you tell me for myself, where I'm always reaching out, I'm always helping people, doing free readings and whatever, and if somebody's down, I tell them, don't worry, it's only temporary, because I've been through it all, and I can tell you that you can be uplifted, but something's still holding me back. How would I work through that?
If we were to work together, we would first look at your own ability to receive. And because our world is a mirror, if you don't value your gifts and what you have and who you are, then the people outside of you aren't going to value that either.
Hmm. I've come a long way, and I feel I do have a lot of value, but there's just that one missing piece that I can't figure out. So that would be something that you would, you'd have to, I guess, dive deeply into everything that I do. Is that how you would do it?
Actually, I would start off with a breakthrough session. And
okay.
That would give us an hour to explore where you want to go and get really clear on that versus where you are now. And that'll help us identify the obstacles standing in your way. And those would be the keys. Like, that would then uncover the keys of what we would focus on.
Okay, that sounds good. Very interesting. I have to give you a call after our conversation and see how we can make it happen.
We can do that.
So, who would your perfect prospect be?
My ideal clients are the healers and change makers that are just, they have a deep desire to make a difference and aren't sure how or riddled by self-doubt. And so I help them to turn the volume up on their spiritual connection, to release those limiting mindsets and get out of the spiritual closet into the world where they can really have an impact. That's my mission, is to spread the loving ripples through the world. And so by empowering people to be able to do that, then the ripples can spread farther and faster.
That's beautiful. And it's kind of like what I tell everybody, is that there's more and more light workers coming out of the cracks, because God wants the world to be a happy place. And all of us light workers are making that happen. So, as you said, the healers and change makers, even though we have our gifts, and even though you said they're not gifts, we have our strengths, we still need that guidance, because there's something to our path that needs to click for us. And, you know, helping people one by one could be standing out on a line, especially Christmas time now. You're standing on long lines for Christmas presents and everything. You get to the register, and the cashier is in a bad mood. So when you're up and the cashier says hello, you say, "Hello, how are you doing today? This is a wonderful season," or something like that. And then you turn their spirits and everything about them turns around for the rest of the day. So you don't even have to be a healer or a change maker to do that, but it's a big help to make a difference in the world.
Absolutely. And in a circumstance like that, the most beautiful part is not only do you change that cashier's day, but it changes the way that they interact with the next customer, which might change their day. And again, you have the ripple effect that goes farther than you would ever know.
Yes. And it's just so easy. Even if you're not feeling it, but you sharing it makes you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that, the ripple effect, yes. So how do you actually solve someone's problem? What is your specific ability?
My specific ability? I am a claircognizant empath, which allows me to both feel where my clients are, which in turn allows me to communicate with them on the level that they can hear and understand. And the claircognizant, clear knowing piece allows me to know where we need to go in our journey. It allows me to know where that lump of coal is that we need to extract and replace with a diamond.
Mm. That sounds great.
And yeah, and the empathy allows us to dig there in a gentle way so that it's not jarring. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Can you just give your thought what an empath is? Because a lot of people don't know what that is.
Oh, an empath has the ability to feel the emotions of other people.
Okay. Perfect.
So, yeah.
And in my case, I usually feel the negative emotions instead of all the high energy emotions. So I had to learn how to protect myself. And if you mm-hmm. go on the website, you can look around, and I do have various things talking about being an empath. So if you don't understand it still, you can always contact either one of us, and we can explain it more fully. And yeah. Clear cognizant is basically knowing, but you're not sure how you know it.
As a kid, I wasn't sure how I know it. Now I know how I know it. But yes, it is the knowledge without explanation.
Yes, yes, that's great. Because I would tell my husband something. He said, oh, you're crazy. Where are you getting that from? I said, I'm getting it from inside and from God. But some people yeah. just don't get it. And, you know, they shun us for that. And it's like, well, I'm not making it up.
Exactly.
Right. What are some misconceptions about what you do? And do people doubt it or what?
I don't think people doubt it. Possibly some people, like, watching from the outside might be a little bit skeptical, but if you've watched my videos on YouTube or read my blog or anything like that, that I don't seem to have a lot of haters, so that's really good. But I think the misconception about healing in general is it's often marketed as butterflies and rainbows. And so I'm always very honest with my clients in that there will be hard days. Like, it is a process. It is a shedding process. So as much as we do it in the gentlest manner possible, change is scary. Even if it is quote unquote good.
Yep.
To let go of old stories, because they're familiar. You know that story. You don't know what's going to happen when you let go of it. So as much as it is good, it is still scary, and it's still a process, which is why I offer all of my clients unlimited email support or Facebook Messenger, so that, you know, if they're having a hard time, we can do a 5-minute laser session. Or you just know that somebody's there and you're not alone. That's probably my biggest misconception that drives me crazy.
Right. Where with me, people say, oh, no, you're a psychic. Stay away from me. You know? They think it's voodoo.
Right.
That's why I asked, because I feel that a lot of people are still in olden times where, oh, no, we have to go to the doctor. We can't be healed by somebody like that. And the shift, I think, is only minor so far, and I see it coming so much further within the next few years. Do you agree?
I think that might vary based on location.
Hmm.
Actually, because I have a lot more people that are curious.
Okay.
Than really skeptical.
Hmm. Okay. I still run into a whole bunch of people that tell me, oh, no, you should not be doing that. Okay, that's interesting. I have to start paying attention now throughout the world who has more understanding. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you after this.
Yes. So, I was looking on your website, and I want to read a couple of sentences that you have on there, because I share your vision, and it's like my mindset. Are you afraid of being too woo-woo to discuss your spiritual beliefs, too out there to connect with people? Is your fear of rejection so big you find yourself hiding your spirituality? So that adds on to what I had just said, where I feel many people know they want to learn more about their spirituality, but they're afraid to do so. I think that's where we're at, is people are only starting to awaken to spirituality and know that there's more out there. So, as you just said, that depends on where you live, which is a very interesting fact.
Yeah, and there's lots of people who know that they're spiritual, who know that what their communication style is or their gift is. And they've even taken classes on certain modalities or certain aspects, but they're still afraid to tell anybody. And that's what I refer to when I talk about the spiritual closet.
Right.
Is being afraid to step out of that close little enclosure that keeps you safe. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's usually stems from a fear. For me personally, even, I spent years in the spiritual closet, which is probably why I'm so motivated to try and help people out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fear of rejection. It was a fear of what people would think. Being afraid somebody would say to me, oh, you can't do that. That's not real.
Right.
That was my fear.
Yeah. And for me, when I was working at craft fairs, I would be talking about the angels, and then you would get this one person, almost every fair I've had it, oh, no, it says in the Bible you should not be talking to angels. You're doing the devil's work. And it's without fail that every event that I go to, that happens. And it's like, well, you have your beliefs, I have my beliefs, why knock what I'm doing when all I'm doing is trying to help other people?
And that's really interesting, because whether or not people should communicate with angels, I don't like the word should, but depends on what passage you read in the Bible.
Mm. Okay.
Because it's the angels that came down and talked to Moses.
Right.
There's angels all through the Bible, and depending on where you read, depends on the message that you get.
Okay.
Right? Which is significant of a lot of things that people will use the Bible to back in, you can't do this. But if you read another passage, it's all interpretation. So what I would say to that is trying to release somebody else's perspective, because that's their truth. It doesn't mean it has to be your truth.
Exactly. Right.
And being able to let that go with love rather than internalizing it.
Right, and it took me a long time to get away from internalizing it, because I had that self-doubt, And it's like, well, am I doing the right thing? Am I giving the right messages? I didn't feel like I didn't have any confidence in what I was doing. So now it's been like 7 years, and I finally have the confidence where I don't hold back because I'm afraid I'm going to hurt somebody. Now I just say whatever comes to me because I know that's the message.
It's a beautiful place to be.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So tell us more about what you shared in the beginning, that you have a group program and new things coming this way.
Yeah. I am launching a group program. It's actually called Rock Solid Confidence. The initial launch is January 15th.
Okay.
And then I will probably launch it 2 or 3 times a year.
Okay.
It is a 12-week program that takes us through, it's been developed by the consistent things that I always find myself going through with clients. So it's 12 weeks with videos and exercises, group calls, and one-on-one energy healing sessions. And it is limited to 10 people because, as I mentioned before, my mission and my value is love and connection. And if the group is too big, then we lose that connection.
Right.
So an intimate group of 10 so that you get to go through the experience with other people, know that you're not alone, there's nothing like group energy, and still have that love and support all the way through.
And it sounds like a wonderful course. I wish you a lot of luck with it.
Thanks. It is directed to take healers from that conflicted second guessing phase into unshakable confidence, trust, and the courage to take action.
I love it. Please send me an email before the 15th and when you really start marketing it so I can share it with my audience and my Facebook groups.
Sounds fantastic. That would be wonderful.
Yes, I love sharing about people.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So we actually met, I believe the first time was with the 365 Life Shifts book, and now we both contributed to the Goodness Abounds book. So how has this made a change in your life?
It's a pivotal change. Being an author was honestly never on my list of things to do. And at the beginning of the call, we were talking about divine intervention. And 365 Life Shift for me was absolute divine intervention. I was invited to be part of that book. So it got the wheels turning in motion. And then, of course, followed up with Goodness Abounds that just launched in November here. And from that, I have also committed to writing my own book to be released before the end of 2018.
Oh, that's great. So again, let me know when that happens and I will share.
Yeah, so it has been a monumental change for me. Yeah.
It's like it was right below the surface for you, and all you needed was that invitation, and you went sailing with it.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I contributed, well, now it's about 15, but 11 or 12 books, I had contributed my different stories, and then in June, I created my own book with all of those stories together. And the name of it is Journey of Angelic Healing, stories to feed your soul.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I have this beautiful turquoise angel on the cover, and she's so powerful, and I just love having my own book. You know, it's great being in other people's books, but when you're able to say, oh, this is my book, it's a great feeling. So I can tell you that you have a lot to look forward to. Congratulations.
That's amazing. And where can I pick up your book, Catherine?
Through my website or through Amazon. And you have my information on my website, but everybody, it's www.catherineemlaub.com. And I have Books by Catherine page, I believe is the name of the page. And I'm also on Amazon. Which reminds me, if you don't have your own Amazon author page, I can help you do so. And any of our listeners that want some guidance how to set it up, feel free to contact me, and I'll walk you through the steps of how to do it.
Oh, that's a very generous offer. Thank you.
Have you done that yet?
I have to make sure that it's updated. I first did it with 365 Life Shifts.
Okay.
Because Dan and Jody put out a how-to.
Okay.
I have to find my, honestly, have to find my login information and make sure that it's up to date, though.
Yeah, because you could add every book that you write, and you could keep on changing your bio in it. And your bio doesn't have to be only about the book. So I found it to be a great way for people to start learning about me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to look into that and make sure that I have it set up correctly.
Definitely. Now, the 365 and the Goodness Abounds, what happens with them is, since there's so many co-authors, not everybody's face shows up at the same time because they can't put that many on. I think it's like maybe 15. So our photos are always rotating, and all of us get an opportunity to be on the main Amazon page.
Oh, so, I didn't know that either.
Okay, that's something for you to know and something for our guests to know, because I learn as I do, and then as I learn, I love to share with everybody else, because, like, oh, my God, I wish somebody told me how to do this.
Exactly.
Well, so I may end up writing a book myself on all these odds and ends things that people say I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, so how did you go about writing your book? Did you go through a publisher?
I always wanted to write a book on divorce to help women going through the court system, and that hasn't come about yet. But the first one I signed up for was a spiritual book combining my spirituality and my healing, and that actually didn't come to be for a year and a half. And in between, I saw different advertisements for Chocolate and Diamonds for the Woman's Soul. You know, why don't you share your story here? So I wrote my healing journey. The next one was Journey to the Stage. And I wrote about my journey to the stage, how overcoming my illnesses helped me to start doing all different things. So each time a different book, and first of all, I look for the inexpensive ones. So anything that's too expensive, I'm not going to do. And they're very reasonable. Some are only $97. Some are like $300. And depending if I think I can write a story that relates to the book, then I'll contribute. So I'm in three of the 365 series books. Because with them, you just write for one page.
Mm-hmm.
So how many stories did you write in each one of them?
I just have one story in each of them.
Okay. I have three and three. And then one of them, I have four. So this really excites me, being able to let people know that, yeah, you could do this, you could do that.
Yep.
So I'm making a notation to send the information to you. Because if I don't write it down, yet. Yep. That is a very big place to market yourself. Because everybody goes on Amazon.
This is true. Most of my Christmas gifts are being ordered off Amazon.
There you go. Okay. So before we got on our interview, you were telling me about the weather by you, and you live in Canada, and where in Canada?
I live in Whitehorse, Yukon Territory, which is the far north of Canada.
Okay. And yeah. You have snow on the ground?
We do have snow, and it is a little chilly outside, but it is so beautiful out the window from inside my warm home.
You should take a picture and send it to me. And I could post it when I post your information on the Facebook page. I could put the picture of your surroundings.
Sure, I can do that. That's easy.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Yeah, it is very, very beautiful. It's the beginning of winter, so the snow is still really white and hanging on all the branches of the trees. It's very pretty.
And do you meditate, although it's cold? Do you sometimes walk around in the snow and take it in and allow that to be meditation time?
I do. Until it gets to about minus 20, and then 20 degrees Celsius, depending, so listeners know, because I don't know where you are, but at minus 20 Celsius, it's cold, and so I move my meditation inside. I have a treatment room in my home where I have a crystal biomat. I do a lot of work with crystals, so I tend to move it onto the warmth of the biomat.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of times when I'm doing readings for people, I'll get the card about walking out in nature and meditating in nature, and I've always thought of it as a summertime setting. But when you just described about the snow and everything, I said, oh, that's great to meditate in.
It is, and the beautiful part about where I live is we have vast expanses of wilderness, and my house in particular, I have nobody across the street. So when I look out my living room window or my kitchen window, all I see are trees and mountains. So even if I'm not physically outside, I can still bring that nature into my home with me.
That is beautiful. I could picture it.
Is yes, it's very picturesque.
Go ahead.
It's very picturesque.
Right. And it's in my mind. Is there anything else you would like to share with everybody?
I think the biggest message that I want to share with everybody is that it's okay to be you. That's what you're here to do. There's so many messages about what we have to do in order to be successful, and so many boxes that were handed as we're growing up on what we have to do, what we need to do to be successful, to succeed, to amount to anything, that after a while, it becomes really difficult to tell the difference between your truth and everybody else's truth that you've been given. So I encourage people to take the time to discover what is true for you and know that that is okay, regardless of what is true for anybody else.
Yes.
And knowing that you are loved and cared for beyond your wildest imagination. You have an entire spiritual support team ready and wanting to help you. You only need to connect with them. And together, we really can change the world.
Yes, on that. And that's how I feel. When we look at ourselves as, this is what I want to do, and I don't know how to do it, we all have to realize that there are other people out there that have already done what we want to do or something similar and willing to help us. Exactly like how I started explaining about doing the author page on Amazon. I'm ready, willing, and able to help anybody that needs that guidance because I look for the same type of help. And together, things could be done a lot faster. And in the respect of the guidance and the spirituality and everything that Michelle shared today, it's all a matter of just being open and saying, okay, together we will change the world, one by one, day by day. And that's beautiful because Michelle has so many different ways that she's going to work with you. And again, I want to let you all remember that she said that she has this 12-week course coming up in January, and I will share the information when we're finished. And if you don't catch it, you can always email me and you can find out anything that you want. I'll always reach out and I'll always help wherever I can. So, Michelle, I wanted to ask you about how you would have a new entrepreneur, what advice you would give, and it would be basically the same thing, I believe, because when you're working with somebody else, things flow a little bit better. Is there anything else you want to share about somebody that's just starting a business?
As a new entrepreneur, there's so much static out there. There's so many things that I'll tell you that you have to email people this many times within this time frame, or they have scripts that you have to follow. And then you'll find another one that says something totally contradictory. It can be insanely confusing, overwhelming, leaving you questioning which way is the right way, what to do first. So the biggest thing is to be you. Nobody else can be you.
Yeah.
There's no script in the world that will come through as you personally. So that is the biggest thing for me. I provide the value first, whether it's through a free breakthrough session, whether it's through email. My first goal is to be of service. And my values come first, and that is love and connection. So everything I do with my entire being, with the intention of being of service, with the intention of providing value. And whether it's video or email, I usually picture one person in my mind, whether it's a client or a friend or a particular potential client. And that's who I imagine I'm talking to. And that allows me to create that connective energy with everybody that watches or reads or listens. So there's all kinds of gurus out there. None of them are you. Make sure you're bringing you, your message, and your voice to the table. Because people don't buy a product. They invest in what you can give them.
Yes. And it's interesting that you talked about the emails and the scripts that everybody sends us. And the confusion and the overwhelm is where I'm still at. Because you do get one person swears by, oh, you have to have a big email list and blah, blah, blah. But guess what? I have an email list, but I don't have a lot of products to sell. So what's the sense of having this big list if I don't have something to sell?
Well, and you can just bring the value to your list, too. You don't necessarily have to go in with the sale in mind. I don't ever send an email with the sale in mind.
Okay.
I send an email with, and I don't ever, personally, I don't ever email my list more than once a week because okay. I personally hate it when I get 3 emails from the same company in a day or 5 in a week. I refuse to do that to my list.
Yeah.
So I'll send one update that is my new blog post and, oh, hey, I created this freebie. So if this is you, if this is what you're struggling with, then you want to go over here and enroll. For instance, I have a 10X Your Gratitude in 10 days. It's a free program with gratitude prompts every day so that your gratitude list doesn't get monotonous. And it sparks all kinds of imagination. And it's great for especially leading into the holidays when you're feeling stressed. So I resent it out to my list and said, hey, don't forget that this is here. If you want to up your gratitude, you want to increase that energy, don't forget to take advantage of it.
Right.
And I am developing this program that is going to launch in January. This is who it's for. This is what we're going to do in the program. If you're interested, you can click this link and get more information. But in that whole email, I didn't sell anything.
Right. And I have a newsletter myself that I haven't been on top of it constantly lately because so much going on, but I try to send once a week a newsletter that has a one-card reading that's meant for everybody. And then I just started 2 weeks ago saying, oh, you know what? I'm going to break it up a little bit because there's just too much in that. And on Sundays, I'll say, this is what's going on this week. If you're interested, pay attention. If not, you know, just FYI stuff for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I have sent out several here and there to let people know about free gifts that they get from different online programs. And I too feel like, oh my God, I don't think I better send that this week. There's just too many going out. And then you get, like you said, you get the people out of 3 to 5 times a day. It's like, oh my God, how am I going to weed through all of this?
Yeah, no, I don't do the inbox overwhelm. I do once a week, here's everything. And as short and sweet as possible so that it's not like 6 pages that you have to read through because I don't like those emails either.
Mm-hmm.
So really, for me, it's about treating people the way that I want to be treated.
Right.
Right? When my program launches, I am not sending out a 5-page email with all kinds of stuff. I hate scrolling through those. I usually check email on my phone. Each of my bullets, like I have 3 updates for this week, and it's a total of probably 50 lines in the email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Short, sweet, to the point. That's how I like to do things.
Right. Yeah, but with the overwhelm, it's just too many people nowadays sending just too many. And in respect is not knowing, should I do this, should I do that, you know, because too many people are giving different ideas of each subject. So as you started saying, the whole big thing is to be you. And that's what I started. I said, you know what? I'm going to do what I feel is comfortable for me and be my authentic self. I'm not going to copy everybody else and say, oh, well, they said this works, but maybe it's not going to work for me. And what I'm actually doing now is I'm setting up for Christmas. I decorate every single room. I have about 60 ceramic houses, and I make different levels and towns out of them. So I'm actually taking a step back from working full-time and sending emails and everything else to clear the house and make it look festive. So I know everybody...
Oh, beautiful.
I'll post pictures on the web on my website when I get it all finished. Every year it's different. But, you know, if you're able to do that, especially when you're starting a business, take the time, if you can, even 10 minutes here and there, to just enjoy something through your day. Because I found that the overwhelm, as we were just discussing, really takes over. And it takes away our authenticity about being ourselves. So remember to be you and to do what's going to work for you. So thank you for putting it that way, Michelle, because that was a great description. And I feel like, even for me, like you lifted a weight off my shoulders.
Well, it's the one thing in the world that nobody else can do.
Right.
Nobody else can be you.
Mm-hmm. So, what is your offer that you would like to share with my audience?
My offer is, if there's anybody in your audience that wants to learn more about mastering their energy and really has a deep desire to make a profound difference in the world, then I would love to offer a complimentary breakthrough session. The reason that I state those two criteria is because I will give you the helping hand to lift you up. I do not bring the crowbar. So I only work with people who are in this space that this is what they really want to do. And so if that's you, I'd love to offer you a complimentary breakthrough session. I can promise wholeheartedly that you'll receive value in our hour together and walk away with something that you can use now, even if we don't work together further after that session.
Yeah. That's a wonderful offer. Thank you so much. And for that, they would send you an email?
Yeah, just shoot me an email. It is information@rocksolidlove.ca, and just let me know in the message that you heard the offer on the Spiritual Destinations radio show, and we'll get it set up.
Wonderful. And please share your website and Facebook pages.
Oh, my website is www.rocksolidlove.ca. So www.rocksolidlove.ca. And my Facebook is the same, is www.facebook.com/rocksolidlove.ca.
Thank you. So thank you, Michelle, for sharing with us today. I really enjoyed learning from you, and you gave me a couple of aha moments, so thank you for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Catherine.
Yes, you're welcome. And I'm sure we will do it again when your own book releases, and we just keep on going forward together.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds a little scary, my own book, but it also sounds great.
It works. It'll fall into place. I have confidence. You can contact me, and I have a couple different publishers and, you know, pointers, so reach out.
Oh, fantastic. Thank
yes.
you.
You're welcome. Everyone listening, thank you so much for your time and listening to everything Michelle had to share. If you like this episode of Spiritual Destinations, please listen again next time to learn more about how spirituality has guided others to advance in their lives. You can check out my info on my website at www.catherinemlaub.com. I offer a free report on receiving messages from beyond. If you're interested in a psychic reading or coaching with me, you can find information on my programs and readings page. We can talk on the phone, through Skype, email, or if you are local to Lake Ronkonkoma, New York, in person. And again, you can find Michelle at www.rocksolidlove.ca. This is Catherine Laub. Have a wonderfully blessed day.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Success Media Network. Please tune in again, subscribe, share, and leave your comments.